It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
When you get older, your joints don't have to hurt. Your heart doesn't have to fail, and your brain doesn't have to rot. Now, these are the exact words of today's guest, Dr. Robert Buckingham, author of Hazing Aging, How Capillary Endothelia Controls Inflammation and Aging. Let's hear more. Welcome, Dr. Buckingham. Let's get right down to it. Now, I understand you've got five key points from your book, The Hazing Aging, and I want to know exactly what the first point is.
The first point is that you just read it. We have become very reactionary to our environment and to the things around us. And we need to take back control of what we put in front of ourselves and what we do to ourselves to make ourselves more healthy. The evidence in the book points to the capillary cells as being the trigger cells to mediate inflammation.
So then let's talk about that. I mean, capillary cells, we talk about capillaries in Biology 101. It's the tiny little blood vessels that give us our nutrients, but also takes away toxins and whatnot. So what is happening in the capillary cells that is causing the inflammation?
Well, there's a push and pull constantly at this level between forces that want to kill us and forces that want to support us. As you know, all the capillary cells nurture end organs like a heart, lungs, kidney, brain. And so at any given moment in time, these cells are being affected by different types of forces. And unfortunately, in our Western culture, where we don't sleep well, we have a lot of stress, we eat saturated fats and lots of sugar, the forces working against these cells are pro-inflammatory. The bias is towards pro-inflammatory mediators, and this does not work out well.
Right. So what you're obviously talking about is the lifestyle choices that we all make. We all make these lifestyle choices, and that you're saying is that if we can change that lifestyle, you can change your blood vessels. Is that correct?
You can literally change your entire system. Your system does not have to be, and I'm talking about the entire arterial tree and capillary cells. You can change them from being reactive to all these inflammatory influences and failing to becoming more intentional and proactive and mediating improvement to the end organs. So it's a choice. We choose the degree and the level of inflammation. And unfortunately, none of us really know that, or we're so reactive to our culture and to our knee jerks that we don't really grasp that we do have a choice. We don't have to get demented. We don't have to get crippling arthritis. We don't have to suffer massive heart attacks.
Well, that's absolutely true. I mean, we all want that. But you know what? People these days, we're so busy. We have two jobs, a lot of us. We're mother. We're everything. We're the super, human nowadays. And our lifestyle is always the one that ends up having an effect. So what can you suggest that we can do one thing, maybe even two things, that we can start doing to start changing our lifestyle so that we reduce that inflammation in the capillaries?
Well, let me answer that by saying this is a process. And it's better to start now than later, and it's never too late to start. The first thing to do is to take back control of your time. I mean, if you mentioned the word busy. We are too busy. We fill our lives with so much busyness that we don't have time to nurture our bodies. We don't take care of them. We make the body support us until it can't support us anymore, and then we fail. So the first point is to take a paradigm pivot and start thinking of our bodies as something that needs to be taken care of and nurtured rather than just used. If we just use these use our bodies, they will fail, and they'll fail more quickly. And unfortunately, they'll fail in a way that we won't like. So pivoting and nurturing is important. Now, after having said that, two areas of our life need to really be addressed. One is movement, and two is fuel. We need to take action in terms of developing some form of movement, exercise, on a daily basis. Treat it as if you're brushing your teeth or sleeping. It's very important that we find time to move. And I go into this in detail in the book. You don't have to be a world-class athlete. You don't have to be a size 2 or 4 if you're a woman. You just have to have the desire and understanding that you have to move. And you should move at least 30 minutes a day continuously. Then if you can add to that light weights or workout or stretching exercises or something of that nature, that really helps. If you're over 65, adding balancing exercises, that's very helpful. So movement is critical. And then the other side of it is fuel. We need to get away from processed, packaged foods that have very deceptive labeling. We need to think more about fresh vegetables, fresh herbs, organic food, things that we can maybe even grow in our backyard. I, for example, have a little herb garden. It doesn't take very much space. Every morning after I get back from my office from writing, I pick maybe a handful of 6 or 7 different herb leaves and I eat them. To give me a little bit of energy, and it makes me feel better. So,
herbs are wonderful because they have so much phytonutrients and ingredients that we really don't know a lot about. I mean, for instance, we now everyone knows about, let's say, curcumin and the benefits of oregano. But you're absolutely right. There's so much value to that little bit that you can add to your food every day. An herbal garden is actually quite easy to have. You could even have it if you have an apartment, you could have it like right at your window, you know, inside
exactly.
your kitchen. Right?
And if you live in a climate that happens to be really cold, you just bring it in. You can use these year-round if you nurture them, and they have incredible food value. I mean, you mentioned three of my favorites, but I like garlic chives the best. Excellent combination, very powerful anti-inflammatory molecules in garlic chives, along with excellent fiber and a little bit of protein. I mean, perfect food, as far as I'm concerned. And you can use these things, you can sprinkle these herbs liberally on a lot of different foods.
Right. You know, of course you can. I mean, when it comes down to it, if you can make your foods taste better with these herbs, not only are you going to eat it, you know, healthier foods, but you're actually going to benefit from it and hopefully reduce all that inflammation you're talking about regarding those capillaries that we need to protect. You know, such great information, Dr. Buckingham. Can I give them out your, can I give the listeners your actual website? Is it the Dr. Buckingham-HazingAging.com?
It is.
Is that good? Yeah. All right. Well, everyone, go get that book. You know, Dr. Buckingham-HazingAging.com. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Now, until next time, stay well.